Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Before we get going today, I want to give you guys a few discount codes for our products and our show sponsors. So please don't just zip through this. If you're listening to the podcast, we at Hardwick Life want to reward you for your loyalty. So take 25% off your order of any of our products at hardwick.life by using the code HardwickFF25. That's HardwickFF25. Because we consider you friends and family. That's FF. That's Hardwick FF25. And the website is hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but it's hardwick.life. In case you've missed it, we've lowered the price of that Lose Like a Lineman and Lose Like a Lady program all the way down to just $25. That's a one-time fee. It's not monthly. It's not recurring. And yes, because you listen to this podcast, that Hardwick FF25 code will take 25% more off of that. So if you want me to do the math for you, that's $18.75. And the Facebook support group is now $0. Why? Because I get a bigger kick out of seeing people reclaim their health and reclaim their lives than I do making money. So why not make it free, Nick? That's what you may ask. Because I do believe it has to sting a little bit in order for you to make it happen. If it's free, you're going to treat it like it's free, which means it's going to end up in the recycle bin. The psychological term for that would be called the opt-in. Also, thank you to the show sponsors and products that I've been using for years now. Bubs Naturals and Julian Bakery, both are tremendous products. I highly recommend them both. For 20% off of Bubs Naturals, use the code HARDWICK20 at BubsNaturals.com. And for 10% off of Julian Bakery, use code Nick Hardwick. That's just my name. Nick Hardwick at julianbakery.com. And lastly, if you love this show and it benefits your life in any way at all, even if it's a tiny way, please rate and review us wherever you listen to the show. Something as simple as a 5-star rating, not asking too much, and a love this show, Jamie is the best, will help boost our rating so more people can see us. And who knows, maybe their life gets better too. Thank you guys. Now let's get to the show. Hey, gang. Welcome into the Hardwick Life podcast. I'm your host, Nick Hardwick. Actually, it's solo Nick Hardwick show today, round two. Here's a great post that I thought, and maybe a couple more things to add to the post. So you all have your favorites that you follow on social media. Hopefully I'm one of them. Chris Powell is definitely one of the best. He's one of my favorites anyway. At Real Chris Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L, and it's C-H-R-I-S. So you may remember Chris from his reality TV show that used to air on ABC called Extreme Weight Loss. Actually, a former teammate of mine, Lorenzo Neal, was on there at one point. I remember him in the driveway working somebody out, and he kept saying, hard work pays off, hard work pays off. So I love the show, and I loved Chris. I love his passion. I love his energy. And he also has got like an online mission to change the world into a healthier place with Move 1 Million. It's a nonprofit project. So I don't know him personally. He seems like a great dude with great intention. So I hope that's the case. And hey, I'm going to reach out to him and see if I can get him on the podcast because I think he's really infectious. So he's also very empathetic to the struggle of weight loss, and he applies practical, approachable, and generally accepted scientific principles into his methodology. So I strive for that in my work too. So kudos to Chris. Well, one of his recent posts was spot on about hunger cues in the brain and some tips to help beat them back. So I wanted to share them with you and maybe add one more tip that I can think of to be beneficial, maybe two more actually, if you're trying to lose weight or maintain the weight that you are currently at. So let's face it, right? It seems like most of us, especially as we are age, are fighting one of those battles, right? So his post is a picture of the refrigerator, and in it there's a post that it says, "You're not hungry, you're bored, shut the door." And I thought that was super funny. And he says, quote, "I've seen variations like this posted on social media, and I think it's brilliant. Sometimes we need blatant reminders in front of us to snap us out of the red zone. Ever find yourself subconsciously wandering to the pantry or refrigerator looking for something to eat, even though you aren't even hungry? I got one word for that. Dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter in the brain that is strongly tied with feelings of reward. Our levels can drop when our brains are not stimulated. This then triggers us to take action to raise those levels up, which means we head straight for the food. If you find yourself stuck in habits like this, here are a few tips that can help. One, pre-log or plan your meals." This is still Chris. "We have an app for that. It's the Transform app. That way you know exactly what you're eating that day without having to think about it. Eat every 2 to 3 hours or try intermittent fasting where you give yourself a window of time to eat between setting parameters for your meals throughout the day. As long as you feel satisfied, can help prevent subconsciously wandering to the fridge or the pantry. And understand your hunger cues. Are you head hungry or belly hungry? When you think you want to eat, try drinking a glass of water first. Of course, feel free to flavor it however you want to make it a sweet treat. This cue will allow you to slow down, check in with your belly, and ask if you truly need food at the moment. If you're still hungry after that, then enjoy your next meal or snack. I hope this helps, my friends." I like how he says that. So here's my thoughts on the post. To expand on it, everything he says about the neurotransmitter dopamine and its cues are true. I believe that we can see behaviors best in children. Just watching my own kids, they've not yet learned to hide or disguise them, and they're not able to justify things the way that we adults have learned to do. We get to see their emotions, their reactions, and their actions then straight, like at the purest level. And if you all have kids, watch what happens when they're bored. My boys, Hudson and Teddy, they either start fighting each other, they ask for electronics, or they run to the pantry and the fridge or tell you their provider that they're hungry so you can get it for them, right? They just want that quick fix. They aren't hungry. They're bored most likely. Like Chris says, they simply want some type of stimulation. So one, simply having a plan for your meals and tracking them, either with the app, a journal, the notes app on your phone, whatever it is that helps you bring an awareness to your food choices and ensures that you don't allow your days and weeks to really get out of control, forcing you back into those old habits of convenience, like stopping by the McDonald's on the way home from work, and that ultimately gave you poor results. So we want to avoid that. However often you choose to eat food, having rules either created by you, the diet, or some sort of time construct like intermittent fasting makes your decision-making processes easy for you. We perform at our best when there are simple yes, no parameters on the questions we ask of ourselves. Gray area, it leaves judgment cloudy and room for error. So establish some firm boundaries for yourself and watch that success take off. I write about this in the Lose Like Alignment Diet book. Nobody has ever died of starvation with excess fat or muscle on their body. Starvation mode, people, is not real. If you don't have enough to eat for long enough, I promise you'll die, regardless of if your metabolism is slowing as you shrink, which it naturally does anyway because it takes less energy to maintain a smaller body mass. So are you, like Chris says, belly hungry or head hungry? I love that. Chris writes about hunger from boredom. It's a huge contributor to consuming unnecessary calories. And why is that? The same reason. Your brain searches for calories when it's bored. It's looking for stimulation. When your brain is tired from work, stress, or lack of sleep, it's looking for the same energy to help it throughout the day. So here are some tips if you're tired, you're stressed, or you got a lack of sleep. Take a nap. Something as small as a 10-minute nap in your office, your car before you head in to finish off the work, after you finish your lunch or whatever, or at home during that witching hour before dinner, that will perhaps help you stave off those bullshit hunger cues. You're going to be amazed at what a little brain set nap can do for you. I'm willing to bet that you will wake up, and it's 10 minutes, right? You're not going to really fall asleep. You'll wake up recharged and surprisingly not hungry. Give it a try. Let me know what you think. Here's another one. Take a walk. The walk serves two purposes. It gets you away from the food and the visual cues that are just screaming at you to eat me. And it gives you some of the mental stimulation that maybe you were looking for. A little bit of exercise goes a long way. Like just before I did this podcast, I'm sitting around. I'm like, God, I'm hungry. I'm tired. What is the deal? My boys want to go rollerblading, which is why my shirt is soaking wet. Probably wore a few too many layers out in this 20-degree Indiana weather. But get out. Get some stimulation. Get moving. Get the brain pumping, get some fresh oxygen, get some long distance views. You know, you hear people talk about that. It really does wonders for you and it gets you away from the food for longer. So try those two things. If you're either bored or tired and you think you're hungry, but look, you just ate, take a nap, just a little 10-minute reset, or take a walk. And it doesn't have to be an hour long walk. That's it. Take a nap, take a walk, take a hike. Have a good day. Love you guys. Bye.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.